There are really three major thrusts to our research: neuroscience, supercomputing, and nanotechnology. We are gathering a large amount of data from neuroscience. We are then operationalizing this data on a supercomputer simulation to demonstrate brain-like functionality in a virtual environment. And then we are seeking very low-power, compact implementations using nanotechnology combined in a truly different non-von Neumann pre-ENIAC architecture so that it can be ubiquitously deployed.
It's called Kindle Fire.
So from neuroscience, neuroscience has two sister disciplines, neurophysiology, which tells us about dynamics of neurons and synapses, and neuroanatomy, which tells us about structure in which these dynamical components are intertwined or connected with one another. So at a very abstract level, a brain is nothing but a network, where the nodes of the network are neurons, and the edges of the network are synapses. It's just a very large network. It's a non-linear interaction network, but it is a network. The brain consists of a very large number of neurons, an even larger number of synapses. To give you an example, mouse cerebral cortex has about 16 million neurons and 128 million synapses, so about 8,000 synapses per neuron. Rat cerebral cortex contains about 56 million neurons and half a trillion synapses. The cat cerebral cortex contains about 700 million synapses and a few trillion, 700 million neurons and a few trillion synapses. So what we are able to do is we are able to gather a lot of data on neurons from juvenile rats. A lot of data about how these neurons are interconnected with one another by dynamic synapses, also from juvenile rats. The data about how the cortex is wired locally, called gray matter connectivity, from cats. And how cortex is wired globally by what's called white matter connectivity from monkeys and from humans. So you have a whole bunch of data about neurons, synapses, and how they're connected together. So using supercomputers, you're able to put together a real-time, momentum-scale
report preliminary findings. Lower reporting. 42 saturation degrees at 96 volume. In immediate fluctuation in Markov constant.
Zurich
reporting. Product mixture components ratio exceeding 7:1.4. Lower reporting. Diagonal adjustment reading resisting structural forms by 2.8.0 vernum.
Saw reporting. Uneven contoid levels intersect plane.
Is
to our home base, you will be presented to the High Court with the evidence by DW. Result of climate change or natural evolution in the forest?